We like to do things by the numbers. We're all about commerce and community. Welcome to The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank, the natural choice for all your banking needs. Now for the host that's always on The Upswing, Jeff Sherman.
Now, to business, gentlemen.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, Milwaukee. Happy Friday indeed. The Upswing Coffee Index, we'll get to that today. Two spots around town. We'll tell you what we're paying. It kind of gives us a little glance into the local economy. You know, what is it? $2, $3, $6? We'll tell you where we're buying our coffee and how much it set us back. What is subscription fashion? How much does it cost? What's wantable? And what's wantable fest? And when is that happening? We'll tell you all about that today. And I have questions about hemp farming in the state of Wisconsin. Maybe you do too. I have a lot of questions about CBD as well. As someone who's not a CBD user, I want to know some policies and pricing. There's a new store that's opening in Wales, Wisconsin this weekend. And one of the owners of Lake Country Growers will join us in the second half of the show for an update on all things CBD and what's happening on their family farm out there in Wales. And a new cell phone policy at a local school district bans phones in the classroom at its high school. Speaking of, my cell phone bill kind of hit our account yesterday. And, you know, it's just automated. And sometimes I'm like, oh, whatever. $295.55, four lines, data, you know, a few phones that were paying off. I think it might be time that I set up some renegotiation with AT&T on our bill. But I'll tell you later about new cell phone policy, because then I know that's really interesting from a statewide policy in many different states. But on a local level, a lot of districts are looking at new policies in terms of what we should do with phones in the classroom. Two up, as we do each and every day on The Upswing. First, Milwaukee's new downtown dog park has set its groundbreaking date. We've had Matt Dorner on from Milwaukee Downtown several times to update us on this big project. But just yesterday, the official groundbreaking celebration for the downtown Milwaukee dog park was announced. It will be Thursday, September 5th. At 3 p.m., much anticipated development. It's a collaborative venture between Milwaukee Downtown Business Improvement District 21 and the historic Third Ward Business Improvement District number 2, made possible by thousands of individual donors located right at 103 West Clybourne, right on the river there. The project's going to be the first and only public downtown dog park right here in Milwaukee. It's going to provide a safe, enjoyable space for dog owners, obviously their furry friends too, 22,000 square feet, fenced areas for small and large dogs, water stations, upgraded lighting, and other pet amenities as well. A bunch of donor recognition for sure will be spotlighted. From Family Pet Food is the title sponsor of the project, really has played a critical role in terms of bringing it to life. They're also developing a 28,000-square-foot Foxtown Landing Brewery, distillery, and restaurant that will be on the site. So we'll have this expansive dog park and restaurant, brewery, and distillery, all brand new right here in downtown Milwaukee. Other supporters, because we're all about commerce and community, include the Admirals, Berghammer Construction, Veolia, Off-Leash Canine Training, and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Federal Highway Administration, Milwaukee County, and obviously the city of Milwaukee involved in this project. We've talked a lot about the future of shopping malls on the upswing. Yesterday, Bayshore Town Center in Glendale announced that it has filled the former Sprecher's Restaurant and Pub that closed in 2019. That restaurant, by the way, was not owned or operated by Sprecher Brewing. It was a contract deal. But according to the mall, Mallard's Restaurant, a Midwest, Minnesota-based family-owned restaurant, is coming to Bayshore with a projected opening this winter. Mallard's, The fare there is a southern kitchen serving up seafood and Cajun, American favorites. It's going to occupy 9,000 square feet. Again, that former Sprecher's restaurant and pub location at Bayshore Town Center. It should open this winter. Mallard's has four locations in Minnesota, one in New Richmond, Wisconsin, but this will be the very first location right here in southeastern Wisconsin. Exciting development. Good to see local malls filling their vacant spaces with retailers and big restaurants from out of the market. All right. What is Wantable? What is Wantable Fest? That's coming up next. This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. As we do regularly on the show, The Upswing Coffee Index. I should have probably went to Wantable Cafe this morning, but my route just didn't extend that far into Walker's Point. I stopped in the historic Third Ward at Valentine Coffee. The place was buzzing, just full of people. I did a half-calf Americano 16-ounce. Set me back $2.71. It was delicious, though. Producer Jaslyn, though, did stop in Walker's Point area, right? Vendetta Coffee Bar?
Yeah, you know, I live in St. Francis, so it's an easy drive up on my commute.
Okay. Kind of a fancy place there on, what, 2nd and Bruce?
Yeah.
And your 12-ounce Americano?
$3.79.
All right. Not too bad.
I could have gone a cocktail. I asked them if I could get a cocktail at 7 a.m. and they said yes. So.
Oh, all right. Well, we might have to create that morning upswing cocktail index. Anyway, Vendetta Coffee Bar, they have a second location in the beautiful village of Wauwatosa as well. Well, speaking of coffee, Lindsay Townsley Birdsall is the director of marketing and brand at Milwaukee-based Wantable. Right adjacent to Wantable is the wonderful Wantable Cafe. I spend a lot of time working there. Lindsay joins us this morning to tell us all about Wantable Fest this coming weekend. But before that, we're going to talk through what Wantable is, what subscription fashion is all about. Maybe Lindsay can help me kind of get a hookup and see, all right, how do we get my clothes delivered to my doorstep? Lindsay, how are you this morning?
Hi, Jeff. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Thanks for taking the time. So tell us what subscription fashion is all about. For people that haven't kind of dove into that model, just give us the overview of subscription boxed fashion and what you do at Wantable.
Yeah, absolutely. So Wantable is located right here in our backyard in Milwaukee, in Walker's Point, and we are an e-commerce, as you said, we're all online styling service that provides a try before you buy experience. So essentially, we ship clothing directly to your doorstep, and then you have the comfort to try it on in your own home. So Wantable carries a variety of custom boxes. We carry a style box, an activewear box, a sleep and body, and of course, men's active. So that's where you can come in, Jeff.
Very good. I like it.
And like I said, yeah, we ship it right to your doorstep. So the process is super simple. First, you just head to our website, wantable.com. You select one of those boxes you're interested in, and then from there, you take a quick quiz. You tell us a little bit about, you know, the sizing you're looking for, your likes, your dislikes, what colors you like, if you like prints or solids. Really, as much information as possible is so helpful for our in-house stylists. Because the more you tell us, the better we can put together a box of apparel for you. So Wantable sends out 7 items that we send directly to your doorstep.
Okay.
And again, that's where you try things on at home, you keep what you like, and you send the rest back in a prepaid return envelope. So super simple and easy.
So all the data that I input first, like what's the behind the scenes there and kind of the AI behind customizing based upon what the consumer wants? What does that look
like?
Yeah,
absolutely. So your data is so important to us because we're able to whittle down our thousands of SKUs and thousands of apparel items that we have on hand. If you tell us you hate the color red, we have a great algorithm that helps us then not show the stylist any red options that then you want to have her pick. But while we have an incredible data and AI system, there truly are human in-person stylists that are putting together every single box for you.
Yeah,
so we've got an incredible team.
I've been through the space. It's a buzzing hive of activity, and it's really super creative there. So in terms of the cost, is there's a basic styling fee to begin, and then if you decide to keep the items, what does that cost look like moving forward?
Yeah, you nailed it. So it is $20 to get styled from a wantable stylist.
Okay.
However, that styling fee is applied directly to anything that you elect to keep. So, for example, let's just say, you know, let's do a little math here, Jeff. So you keep a $50 item. Well, you've already paid us $20, so we're only going to charge you $30 at the end. So anything that you do keep gets applied, right?
Okay.
And then we also offer a discount. So while I mentioned we send 7 products, if you choose to keep 5 or more, you get a 20% discount.
Very good. Cool. All right. When we come back, I know you compete with a lot of other companies in the space. You have big companies like Stitch Fix offering similar personalized styling services, similar service-based subscription models. So I want to talk to you, Lindsay, about how Wantable stands out, and then why CEO Jalem Goetz and the team chose Milwaukee for Wantable. You know, he sold a business called Buy Seasons back in 2006. Kind of could have started Wantable anywhere, but chose to start it here. This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. We'll be right back. Welcome back to The Upswing. A little Friday fashion talk. Lindsay Townsley Birdsoul, the director of marketing and brand at Milwaukee-based Wantable, joins. Lindsay, thanks again for taking the time.
Absolutely.
Based right there in Walker's Point, right here in beautiful Milwaukee. So you compete with a lot of national, larger scale offerings. What, especially when you started the first couple of years, like how do you price and stand out in a pretty crowded digital space?
Yeah, absolutely. So this space is constantly innovating and evolving. So we're kept on our toes quite a bit, trying to stay one step ahead of our competition, for sure. We have a handful of advantages over brands like Stitch Fix. For example, we put more items in a box. We put 7 in a box. They put 5 in a box. For example, we've got longer try-on periods. So we offer 5 days to try things on, whereas our biggest competitor only offers 3. We also offer themed boxes. So those are curated assortments, so things that might be more seasonal or things that might have a special trend focus. So that's something different and fun that we offer on a monthly basis. We're also constantly evolving our back-end technologies and data science to make sure that the customer experience is as seamless as possible.
And you're going to you ship anywhere in the country or across the world. There's no.
We do. We ship nationwide.
Okay. Very good. All right. So when kind of going back again to the beginning, talk through Jalem's decision to have Wantable based in Milwaukee. I mean, this business could operate anywhere. And I know you probably have people working remotely across the country, but a pretty strong presence right there in Walker's Point.
Absolutely. So Jalem really believes in investing in a city he loves, right? And a city he considers home. And that's Milwaukee. And so we all know, as you just alluded to, that there are companies like this all across the nation, especially in places like New York or Silicon Valley. So yeah, it could have been easy for him to build business in those areas. But honestly, at his core, he wanted to build and invest in a city that he really believes in. And this is a place where he could make a bigger impact on the community. Milwaukee is a smaller community, right? We've got a lot of life and a lot of energy to this community. And so think about the impact that you can make in a place like this versus maybe a place like New York or Silicon Valley that just has so many businesses like this, right?
Yeah.
And so, Jeff, that's actually why we decided to open the Wantable Cafe, which I know you alluded to earlier, and I'm so happy to hear that you've frequented and that you've enjoyed working there. We honestly saw a really big opportunity, not only to put Wantable here in the city, but then also open this community arm of our business where entrepreneurs, nonprofits, you know, Corporate workers looking for a space on those work-from-home days, or simply people looking for a great cup of coffee, can come and hang out. So the cafe has been open since late 2020, and it's really been serving as a place that the community can come to and, you know, come for work or a happy hour, and just really do the incredible things that this community is doing. It's a space for them to do that. So we're really proud of that, to be located here and investing in our community.
And obviously a wonderful benefit for your team. But as you said, it's really evolved into a co-working space for the entire community, and people coming there from all over, a great place to have meetings or just to sit at the bar and have a cup of coffee or, you know, a beer.
Or a bevy or two,
that's
right?
That's right. So what is Wantable Fest this Saturday, right? Another thing that you're doing community-based to activate the neighborhood, but also as an incentive for your customers and your employees.
Yes, definitely. We are so excited for our inaugural Wantable Fest that's going to be open to the public, as you alluded to, this Saturday, August 24th from 5 to 11 p.m. Wantable Fest is a one-day music and street festival. So we're going to close down Walker Street right in front of the Wantable Cafe, and we're going to spill out into the street. There's going to be Milwaukee-based food trucks. I'm sure you guys have heard of Fatty Patty or Street Za, Pete's Pops. Are some of the key food trucks that are going to be there. We'll also have seven different indie bands, including local hometown bands, Old Pup and Dandy L, Freeling. We'll have some Chicago-based bands and a Minneapolis favorite, Night Moves. I know they've got a pretty great following. So it's going to be super fun.
Night Moves, is that Bob Seger? Or no?
I don't think so.
Okay, all right. I don't know, man.
It's a band.
Bob Seger tribute band. I like it. So free. From 5.
They do original.
All right. Free from 5 to 11 p.m. And are there like some VIP opportunities as well?
There are, yeah. So we definitely wanted this to be accessible to the Milwaukee community. So it is free. Please come, hang out, grab a beer, grab some food, shop the Wantable experience. We've got some products that you can shop, not only from Wantable, but also from our exclusive private brands that we're creating in-house. And then, yes, there will be a VIP opportunity as well. For $60, you can experience some better viewing. We've got, like, a really cool exclusive bar. You'll get some drink tickets. You'll have a swag bag. And just a really fun opportunity to engage with our community and have some fun.
All right. Very good. Lindsay Townsley-Birdsall, Director of Marketing and Brand at Wantable. All the best with Wantable Fest. Welcome back to The Upswing. Big thank you to Lindsay from Wantable for joining us. We'll move from fashion subscription to hemp farming. That's a fast move from commerce community. I have CBD questions. You probably do too. It's big business, not only here in the state of Wisconsin, but across the country. One local company, Lake Country Growers, is a hemp-derived CBD brand, opening a new store this weekend in beautiful Wales, Wisconsin. Rebecca Ramage joins us from Lake Country Growers. She has answers to my CBD questions, I'm sure. Rebecca, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Sure. So give us just the CBD 101. You know, what is CBD? What are all the researched possible benefits, side effects? What is it? How do you derive it from hemp? Give us the lay of the land at your family farm.
All right. Sounds good. Well, some of the research possibilities and side effects, you know, range anywhere from pain relief to helping relieve insomnia, reducing stress levels, and overall supporting a healthy lifestyle. Oftentimes, there's no side effects from taking CBD products, but some consumers can experience like dry mouth, drowsiness, fatigue. And an article from the Mayo Clinic, they did cite that there's tons of research being done for different conditions, including Parkinson's disease, schizophrenia, diabetes, multiple sclerosis, and anxiety. So knowing all that, we were super interested in starting a company that could kind of support and help pretty much everyone, because everybody's kind of suffering from something under that umbrella.
So what year did you launch Lake Country Growers?
Yeah, so we officially incorporated in February of 2019, but the idea for Lake Country Growers was kind of brewing over the summer of 2018.
Okay. All right. So what are some of the challenges that hemp growers have in Wisconsin? Just, you know, regarding maybe licensing and regulations, is there a lot of, I don't want to call it red tape, but are there a lot of logistics to go through in terms to get the farm up and running?
Yeah, so way back in the beginning, obviously it was way more of a challenge with the passing of the Farm Bill in 2018, you know, December of 2018. So everybody was kind of what we call the green rush. Everybody's kind of rushing to get into the industry. What's it going to be like? What does the future hold? And so no one really had a path because up until that point, it had been illegal, you know, to farm hemp, you know, here in the United States. And so it was kind of everybody's best guess at where would this go? Okay. So for us, you know, we looked at the industry, we looked at like the farming aspect, and we really just kind of wanted to grow clean, quality, organic products that we would, you know, use for our families.
Yeah.
And so what everybody else was doing was kind of different, but that was what we were really focusing on in 2018. And we were under the Wisconsin hemp pilot program back in 2019, and it has transitioned into 2022 into the USDA program, which is a federal program.
And what do you offer then product-wise, and how do you message that the safety of the products and the use of them to the consumer?
Yeah, so one of the things we really pride ourselves on is education. So if you check out our website, we have lots of blogs and research on frequently asked questions and the things that people are concerned about, right? So then we take that into our labeling. And so when you flip over our packages, it's very clear what's in the package, you know, what's the serving size, what we recommend. And then again, just back to the website, if you have more in-depth questions, you can go there and do some research. And you can always call our 800 number, too, if you have questions about the products as well.
All right. Very good. Rebecca Remage from Lake Country Growers joins. When we come back, we'll talk about kind of the standards around CBD. Hemp, is the hemp market becoming oversaturated? I want to see what you're seeing in the space, how the business has grown since you started, and what we can expect this weekend with your new retail outlet. This is The Upswing, all about commerce and community. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing, the business of CBD. In Wisconsin, Lake Country Growers co-owner Rebecca Remage joins us. Rebecca, so in terms of the hemp market in the state, we're still kind of in the infancy, right? I mean, compared to what other states have been doing, I know you're from Iowa, right?
I am from Iowa originally, yeah.
Okay, so Iowa, I think even Minnesota, some of our neighboring states have really seen some growth here. But what do you think the state can do to continue to encourage growth, and what do you anticipate happening in the hemp market in the next couple of years?
Yeah, so, you know, Illinois, Michigan, Minnesota, they all have legal recreation for cannabis, and I'm not going to presume to know what happens in government and lobbyists, but, you know, I think that at the state level, we really just need a lot of financial support before we're going to see any change happen.
Yeah, I mean, do you think, you know, as Wisconsin continues to look at legalization, does that help or hinder the hemp business? I would guess it's kind of a rising tide lifts all boats, but you know, different products, obviously.
Yes, different products, but yes, rising tide lifts all boats. And the other thing too is with legalization comes more conform regulation, and so then every state's doing the same thing, or everybody's, you know, following the same path, and that really makes everything easier because now you know exactly what you should be doing and what you shouldn't be doing, and just helps, you know, clear up the waters.
Yeah. When you look at the product mix and even some of the products on your site, and you'll have in your new retail store that I want to talk about a little bit as well, some of the child-based CBD products, what is there a concern in the industry there? Obviously, they can be a big help for kids, but how do you work with parents to make sure they have the proper education around what CBD could do and shouldn't do with children?
Yeah, so obviously there's lots of different research out there. One of the things that we really like to do is find out on an individual level, what are you looking for? So we really want to talk with them to help them find out what they're trying to accomplish and what their struggles are, because there's this, it's a personal journey. It's never just a blanket statement. And obviously there is a major concern with, you know, kids and vaping. We don't sell vape products, you know, whether it's nicotine or cannabis. You know, vaping has got lots of harmful benefits or harmful side effects. So it's one of those things we just kind of want to stay away from as a family-friendly brand. But we've also seen, you know, with other products like our low-level CBD gummies and kids with a lot of anxiety, especially post-COVID, a younger generation of kids are having stress that, you know, we didn't see even 4 or 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely, you know, CBD products, hemp-derived products can be really beneficial for people of all ages. But again, it's a personal journey. So we like to really explore what are you looking to try and accomplish so that way maybe we can partner you up with the right product.
Yeah. From a pricing standpoint, give us a range in terms of quantity and pricing. And is there a standardization there in the market?
Yeah. You know, I don't think it's really a standard across the board. Okay. We really strive to use the best top quality products we can, organic farming practices. So we have a lot of transparency in what we're using. So we're using the top quality. You know, the guy down the street, I can't guarantee what he's using. And as far as pricing on our end, we price everything per milligram, so like per strength or per dose.
Okay.
So the more higher dose it is, it's going to be a higher price item.
Okay. So tell us about the new retail store opening this weekend.
Yeah, we're super excited. We're going to be celebrating what we call Farmly style with discounts, raffles, and a whole lot of fun. We're going to have tours of the new space, some music outside, we're going to have beanbags. We'll have some cake going. It's just going to be a fun afternoon. Well, actually all day from 10 to 6 on Saturday. And yeah, we're really looking forward to showing off the new space. It's been part of the vision since the beginning, and we're excited that almost 6 years later, here we are.
All right. Very good. And what remind us the address out there in Wales?
It's 200 West Summit Avenue in Wales, Wisconsin.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time this morning, Rebecca. Lake Country Growers in Wales, Wisconsin, open up a new retail outlet to accompany their family farm, all CBD products, all the time. Go in, go safe, and experience. Thanks, Rebecca. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks.
All right, when we come back, take, try, buy. A little new feature that we're going to launch here on the Upswing. And I'll give you the background on a local school district that's taken phones away from kids in the classroom. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Try, take, buy a new feature. We're going to try out a couple days a week on The Upswing. Try something you should try, something I gotta take, I need to get an opinion off my chest, and then something maybe you should buy. Try, this is gonna cost you nothing, but I highly recommend it. Create a morning routine in your life and stick to it, whatever that is. First thing you get up in the morning, I got a list of things that I do. You gotta have a set routine, a set mindset, and go into the day with all you can do. I always juice a lemon first thing in the morning. I warm it up, give half to my wife, drink the other half myself. A bag of lemons these days going to set you back, what, a pound, $2.99 or so? Really easy, really convenient, a good way to start the day. A take, I always say listen to the other side. Truth is, I don't watch or listen to a ton of national or local political news. I read a ton of it. I scroll a ton of it. But I stay away from some of the networks and the polarized coverage. Yet, this week, with the DNC, I tried something new. I listened to a lot more national coverage on CNN, on Fox News, obviously right here on WTMJ. I did this for a couple hours. It was interesting. Drastically different takes. And, well, while I don't understand either side all that much better, I do better understand how we can have different takes on the same issue or the same person. That's a take. Expand the horizons with what you consume. Buy, if you have a guy with skin in your life, we all got skin. Of course, you do too. The Rock has this new brand called Papatui. It's really good. It's available at Target. Try the soaps to begin. They smell great. They're free from all the crap that you have in a lot of other products. Well-priced, too. Get a starter set for like $27. Facial cleanser, body wash, all that stuff. If you want to dive into the skincare game, there's a new brand from a big celebrity at a good, good price. I said I was going to talk a little bit about phones. The new school year is upon us. There's a wave of policies and laws that are taking an effect in Indiana, Louisiana, and other states. Last year, Florida passed a law requiring public schools to bar students from using personal wireless devices like smartphones and earbuds during class time. Locally, just this morning, one school district, Shorewood, just announced that students at Shorewood High School beginning this year will be required to place their cell phones in a designated caddy when they go into class. Will still be able to be used in the hallways before and after school, but in the classroom, they'll have to put them in a caddy and will not be able to use them during class. I think it's long overdue. I think it's what every school and every district should do, but I'm a parent, but I'm guessing you probably agree with me. This weekend, couple big things on my list. The Fresh Coast Jazz Festival runs through Saturday. Big shows at the Pabst Theater. The likes of Kim Scott, Boney James are all on the lineup. I got to mention our fine sponsor, Horicon Bank. They're also a big partner in this event. You should go check it out. Fresh Coast Jazz Festival has been happening for years, bringing a ton of big national acts. Started Thursday, goes today and tomorrow at the historic Pabst Theater, but there are events all around downtown as well. Also, Cream City Converge is this weekend. I want to give you a couple things to plug into esports, huge business in the state of Wisconsin. In just 24 hours, the most prominent esports tournament in Wisconsin history will take place at the Baird Center right here in downtown Milwaukee. Attendees topping over 1,000 people, I just heard this morning. 32 states and 5 countries coming to downtown Milwaukee. It's a great chance not only to continue to showcase the city of Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin, but the overall local gaming ecosystem and economy that have just been building and building and building the last couple of years. Cream City Converge is this weekend at the Baird Center. Spectator passes aren't available online, but you can get them at the door. Cream City Converge this weekend at the Baird Center. Whatever you do, have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you next week.